Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Make a day of it at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. Today's question, who wins the Sixers-Hawks series and in how many games? Four choices, obviously. A, the Sixers in six. B, the Sixers in seven. C, the Hawks in six. D, the Hawks in seven. John, what's your current gut feeling? I mean, I'm assuming you're going to pick the Sixers either in six or seven.
Six.
Sixers in six. I agree with you on that. Yeah. Now, look, if Embiid can't really answer the bell, then it would get...
I think he can. And I think he will.
I think he will, too. But I will say, the fact that these games now come every other day, you know, there's no more 3 days, and he's played a lot of minutes. I mean, isn't he averaging something like 10 more minutes a game than he did the last
series, right? Yeah,
I
mean, more minutes a game. So 27, and now it's 36.
And I'm telling you, I was watching the second half of that game the other day, saying to myself, I really hope the Sixers can win, in part, you know, just because that's good and it's another victory and you get to 3-1. But to really consider resting him for game five. And now it's like, wow, no, well, nope, not really. I mean, unless you really, really can't go, and then, of course, you'd have no choice, and then it's just like, all right, we'll hope the other guys can win game five, and if not, you try to bring Embiid back, you know, on Friday and Sunday and try to win the game, you know, win in seven games. But
don't you think if Joel were not to go, it would be automatic that Ben would come out and – well, he actually always comes out aggressive, it feels like. It feels like every game he'll come out in the first quarter and have like six or eight where he's driving to the hoop.
It does feel that way.
I agree
with you.
And then it just slacks off. He gets distracted by the defense or, you know, whatever happens.
Yep.
But doesn't it feel like a certainty if Joel were not to play that Ben would absolutely be aggressive for the majority of the game?
Like, I do not agree with that, actually, because I think there have been times Joel's been out and he's been that aggressive, Ben. Yeah. But there are times he's not. No, I mean.
How do you get through to him? It's such a dilemma.
I mean, look at what Kevin Durant.
And I think they're going to give up. Have to give up on this at some point.
The Sixers?
Yeah.
You mean trade him?
Yeah.
Well, they might, but let's see how this plays out. I
told you, I think regardless of what happens, even if they're successful this year, even if it turns out great and everything falls their way, Daryl Morey's got to be, like, doing everything in his power to get him gone.
So I don't think it's that extreme, but I think he's really considering it. It's just the needle-head threat. I mean,
it was reported, he was told, pack your bags.
Well, but
you know,
but
trade deadline.
But it was for a top five or six player in the league.
I know.
I mean, that's...
It's not going to happen for a non-top player.
Well, that's my point. I mean, it's not that all... I guess what I'm saying is there's a big drop-off between a healthy James Harden and a lot of other players.
There might not even be a player available is the point.
Correct.
Right.
Like if
we know Damian Lillard wants...
No, we don't.
No, we don't
know that.
No,
we really don't.
We
want that, and
my
there's
guess
a possibility.
Damian's still in Portland next season.
Say it again?
I would guess Lillard stays in Portland.
I agree with you. Listen, obviously...
I don't think anything's off the table.
But what I'm saying is you need an actual player. It can't be a concept. I agree with you, John. I'd like to trade Ben Simmons for the concept of a guard who's aggressive and really, really good. I get it. But that's a concept. You need an actual player. If Lillard doesn't shake out of Portland, if Steph Curry doesn't shake out of Golden State, if Bradley Beal doesn't shake out of Washington, or by the way, if they do, but those teams just end up preferring to trade, you know, to someone else, then, you know, then Ben's back. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. To Tom in, and also this segment, We're going to get to some audio of a pitcher in baseball, a really good one, by the way, who spoke yesterday and I think said some of the most knucklehead stuff I've ever heard.
It's insane.
You agree? All right, we'll get to that shortly. Tom in Westchester. Yo, Tom.
Good day, gents. How are we?
Good day. Doing well.
Joe, I told you 2 years ago the Sixers will never win with Ben Stiff Simmons. I mean, it's brutal.
Well, for what it's worth, they got a shot, Tom. I mean, let's not act like this thing's dead. I mean, they're probably going to beat the Hawks. So, you know.
Probably, maybe, right? I mean.
No, probably not maybe. Probably.
This guy spent, like, I don't know, six. On the offensive end, first of all, he dribbles down, passes off, goes down in the corner. He's not offensive rebounding. I watched this guy. He was, like, out of bounds under the baseline more often than he was on the court. On the offensive end. It's like, what are you doing? And then at halftime, I don't know if you guys saw it, coming out of the break, he's sitting at the table with Doc, and Doc's drawing up a play on the board. Ben Simmons either could not have been less interested or had no idea what Doc was trying to communicate to him.
I don't remember that moment.
It was brutal. And Joe, if you're going to cry every day about Harper's contract, what could the Sixers do with Ben's money right now? I mean, seriously.
Well, that's a different conversation, actually.
No, it isn't.
I'm going to tell you why it's a different conversation. Just for what
you're going to be wrong, but go ahead.
No, okay. He's right.
No, just for what it's worth, Tom, because in the NBA, you can go over the salary cap to re-sign your own player, but it's not like if Ben Simmons was removed. Remember, Joel and Tobias would still be under contract and some other guys that make some coin. So it's not as simple as say, hey, just sign a player for $140 million.
That's a technicality, Joe. I'm talking about you're crying about the money with Bryce and all that.
No, but he's right.
No, but Tom, in
Joe's
baseball,
right.
you're not.
No, but Tom, hold on. There's another whole. There's a whole other big part of this you're missing. In baseball, players often get to free agency, and can switch teams as Bryce Harper did and many other players have done, because players in baseball are incentivized to get to free agency and then jack the price up because there's no max contract. In basketball, there's a max contract, and so generally you're either re-signing with your own team or trying to super team it up. I'm just saying it's a very different league with different rules, so it's really not quite the same thing here.
Well, you're not prefacing your argument with any of that. All you're complaining about is the money we're paying to Bryce Harper, and I'm making the same stance here with the money we're paying.
Tom, 200 and – okay, well – fine, but there is a big difference. And as it relates,
no, there isn't, because you're just.
There is. I just explained to you. There's a difference.
You're talking about the money. That's all. You're not saying in your argument. Oh well, it's because of this and that. The other thing. You're just saying, what could the Phillies do with all this money? That's my point.
Okay. Then I'll ask you the question. What could the Sixers do if they didn't have Ben Simmons?
Have a bench. Have a guy that can actually score. Have a guy that actually wants the ball. Have a guy that's actually going to support Joel Embiid when Joel's hurt.
All right. Listen.
You've talked about that all morning.
All right. I mean, I would like to see some of that. I'm just saying. Anyway, Tom, give me something that's orange.
Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate Bridge. That's a really interesting answer. The Golden Gate Bridge. All right.
It's frustrating when he turns that around, isn't it?
No, he wasn't a John. Don't even go.
Yeah, no. In that case.
Richie's laughing
yeah,
right now.
Because he knows. That was wrong. Tom was wrong, sadly.
Oh, sometimes, man. Sometimes I get aggravated. I mean, all I do is come in and spit truth and wisdom. And hey, I got someone trying to turn it around. Come on.
Not so fast.
All right. Au contraire, my friend. All right, let's get to what's this pitcher's name? Tyler Glasnow. And he pitches for the Rays?
He pitches for the Rays.
And
he's
a pretty good pitcher,
one
right?
One of the best in baseball.
Yeah, he's an idiot. All right, let's listen to this Tyler Glasnow guy. If you don't know, he got injured recently. He has a big injury. What's the
torn UCL?
All right,
partially torn. So usually Tommy John surgery is going to try and rehab and be back for the playoffs.
Kind of injury that could keep him out all of next year, you know, depending on when they do this surgery.
It's a massive injury.
Yeah, it's a massive injury. And it's a shame for him. It really is. And it's bad for baseball when a great pitcher gets hurt. You're going to hear a couple pieces of audio here where essentially he's making the case that baseball messed up by instituting the crackdown on illegal substances on baseball midseason, and that created his injury. Now, come on now. Let's listen to Tyler Glasnow, who, by the way, starts off by admitting that he's a cheater. He's been a cheater. He admits he's used substances on the ball before. So give him credit for at least admitting it. But come on now. This guy's a fool. Listen to this fool be a fool right now.
I have used sticky stuff before. It's ridiculous that, like, it seems like this whole public perception of, like, oh, just like select few people. Like, your favorite pitcher probably 50 years ago was using something too. Like, if you felt these balls, how inconsistent they were, like, you have to use something. So in the past, my substance of choice is sunscreen and rosin. Like, just nothing egregious, something to where I can get a grip on the ball so it doesn't feel dusty. But two starts ago against the Nationals, I went cold turkey, nothing. And before that start, I remember when all this stuff came out, I was talking to people and talking to doctors, and they were like, the thing that maybe MLB doesn't realize or that players don't realize is, like, what is the injury, like, what is the prevention of, like, maybe it'll add to injuries. And in my mind, I was like, that sounds dumb. That sounds like an excuse a player would use to make sure he can use sticky stuff. But I threw to the Nationals with nothing. I don't use spider tack. I don't need more spin. I have huge hands. I spin the ball fine. I want grip. I did well against the Nationals, probably one of the best starts I had all year. I woke up the next day and was like, I am sore in places that I didn't even know I had muscles in.
All right, so now that's Glasnow, and that just sets it up. There's more. I want to get to more because his big thing is he doesn't like the timing of when he's told by, or when all the players are told by Major League Baseball, hey, we're going to start checking you guys. And if you're found on the field to have the substance, then, you know, we're going to kick you out of the game and you're going to be suspended for 10 days. 10 days, by the way, with pay, which is absurd. Here he is talking about the timing of this situation coming midseason.
And I'm not trying to blame anyone. I'm not trying to say, like, oh, this is all MLB's fault. Like, they got thrown into this situation too. They're doing the best they possibly can to navigate around this. They're trying to make this fair for people. I understand that. But you can't. Whether you want us to not use sticky stuff or not is fine. Fine. Do it in the off season. Give us a chance to adjust to it. But I just threw 80 something, 70 whatever innings, and then you just told me I can't use anything in the middle of the year. I had to change everything I've been doing the entire season. Everything out of the window. I have to start doing something completely new. And then I'm telling you, I truly believe that's why I got hurt. Me throwing 100 and being 6'7" is why I got hurt, but that contributed. And so I'm just frustrated that, like, they don't understand how hard it is to pitch one, but to tell us to do something completely different in the middle of a season is insane. I just don't, it's ridiculous. There has to be some give and take here. You can't just take away everything and not add something. Pitchers need to be able to have some sort of control or some sort of grip on the ball. And I just don't want things like this to happen to somebody else. I don't want a fastball to sail away and hit somebody in the face like it already has. So I just think, like, I understand you need to take an aggressive approach here, but, like, I just think people are going about it all wrong.
All right, that's Tyler Glasnow. Now, I'll say this. He actually sounds like a thoughtful guy.
I appreciate all the information.
He's one of the smartest players I've heard.
But he's an idiot.
Well, he's not an idiot.
He's a smart idiot. John, your reaction to what we just heard?
Like I said, I've never heard anyone be this forthright about it, and I really appreciate that.
Okay.
You know, he's given us details about what he uses,
yep,
and all the, you know, the ins and outs of it all. But, man, think about what you're saying.
Totally.
It's like, hey, I used to – it's like saying, hey, I was using steroids, and I knew they were wrong, and then all of a sudden everyone got all down on steroids, and so I can't use them anymore. And guess what? My muscles feel weaker. And I pulled a muscle because it's weak and I wasn't able to, you know, recover as quickly.
Totally.
So it's your fault because you told me I couldn't do the illegal thing anymore.
Totally agree, John.
It's dumb.
I think this guy sounds like a world-class idiot.
I actually disagree. And I was 100% where you guys were. I was like, stop it all, Bennett. I agreed. And after hearing him and seeing how many hitters and pitchers came out and talked about this, like, I actually agree with him. And we don't have the cut. He goes into depth about the feeling in the arm when you have to hold the ball tighter. You have the same grip on it. You're flexing these muscles in your arm differently. And it makes a lot of sense how it could contribute to an injury. Like, it's not crazy when you hear him explain it. Like, I get it. I absolutely think it is possible that it, and when I first saw the thing, I was like, that's dumb. What an idiot thing to say. It's not. Like, I think it makes a lot of sense.
No.
And I also do think he's
maybe
right.
he's got to throw it not as hard.
There's
James.
A middle ground.
Maybe. No, I'm
he's
serious.
Saying,
Joe,
what he was doing was illegal. And
he's
I don't
not,
care.
But again, like, I think there is a difference between using spider tack and using, like, sunscreen.
Okay,
like,
well, maybe if his buddies in Major League Baseball hadn't abused a system
Look,
that was.
Again, I'm against the substances in general. I'm with you. I'm saying I think he makes some points. I don't think he's an idiot at all. And I think that there is a very good chance that his injury injury is partially the result of that. Like, so I think you're being way too hard.
I'm going to make an analogy here. I was actually thinking this morning, John, what is the best analogy I can make? And maybe this isn't the best, but it's the best I've come up with. What is an analogy to take this out of the world of sports to apply Tyler Glasnow, what he's saying about the substances? And here's my analogy. And James, this won't even probably touch on the thing you're fired up about, that, you know, apparently all the pitchers of baseball are about to get hurt, but give me a break. Here's the analogy. Tyler Glasnow sounds like the high school kid who halfway through the year, he's been cheating. He's cheating on tests. Whether he's got the test before the test or he's talking to the guy next to him. Hey, what's the answer? Is it George Washington or is it Abe Lincoln? Oh, it's Abe Lincoln. All right, let me write down Abe Lincoln. So he's cheating. And then halfway through the year, the school says, okay, we noticed you're cheating and others are cheating. Crack down. And they put a measure in place. Not allowed to do that anymore. Right. And he's going to be the guy that says, and you're the reason why I don't get into my college of choice. Mm-hmm. Because my grade just went from an A minus to a B minus. And you're the reason.
Mm-hmm. First of all, he didn't play Major League Baseball. He said, I understand what Major League Baseball is doing.
No, but that's a throwaway line. He doesn't, actually. Because what he's saying is, baseball should let us cheat. That's what he's saying.
He's saying baseball should do this in a uniform way where instead of in the middle of a season just cracking down, like they should do this in the offseason, is actually what he's saying.
James.
And I'm not, again, I am against the substances. I just think you're taking
this. What
I'm saying is, this James, is more gray than black and white.
Okay, let me ask you this, James. What would actually be, and everyone, I want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. Because I'm fascinated, James, that you disagree with John and I. And maybe there's others out there.
And again,
like
I didn't until I listened to the full 5 minutes of Tyler Glasnow. I didn't.
Let me ask you this question, James. What, and maybe I don't understand it enough. He also said in here, and you heard this, he said, quote, give us a chance to adjust to it, making the position, you know, stating the position that had baseball changed this during the offseason, somehow it would be different.
Well, it would be. They would be able to practice that way. They would be able to, I mean, they've been doing this.
What would be different?
They would learn to do it before they go out and pitch in Major League Baseball games. They'd be able to test it out. They'd be able to get their arm used to it. They'd be able to get to the grip used to it, all that stuff. That's what he's saying.
Well, maybe
he's saying, I've been doing something.
I think their arm will get pretty used to it soon.
It's clearly an issue. Like,
I don't think they need the whole season.
What, do you need a three-month off season to get your hand used to a clean baseball?
I just think
it's
more of a gray area than... Dude, everyone's used substances forever. He's right about that. 50 years ago, they're using substances still.
And
I'm not saying it's right, but you have to... It's grayer than what you're saying.
But here's
it's
what
not
I'm saying.
Black and white.
If his buddies in baseballs hadn't been nimrods to abuse the situation... then he and his brethren in baseball would not have just been forced to make an adjustment. But they were nimrods. They went from cheating to, pardon the pun, cheating on steroids with how far the abuse
went. I
agree.
I'm against that. He's not saying that. That's why I'm saying there's a gray area in there. Like, there is a difference between people using spider tack and people getting a little bit of grip
clearly
on the ball.
Yeah.
So that's my point, is there is a gray area.
Do you think, James,
but the gray area, listen, when you're saying that because there's this gray area, we should allow them to cheat.
You're right, it's ridiculous.
Then that's where I turn it off. Like, no, I don't want
to
see.
I'm not saying they should allow them to cheat. I'm saying that I understand his point. I'm saying that I understand how pitchers would be upset
in the middle
of a season that
he might have to get.
He might. That's all I'm
saying. He might have some bad outings for a while. He might have some extra soreness. He might have an injury, but that and that's not certainly not good for the game if multiple starting pitchers end up being have UCL
tears. For what it's worth, sunscreen is just banned now. Like, sunscreen was not a banned substance before. It was never a banned substance. It is now a banned substance. They are banning sunscreen. Prior to this, it was not a banned substance. Spider tag was. Sunscreen wasn't.
Were you allowed
rosin?
When you say it's now banned, did it stay you're allowed to use it?
It's just not a banned substance. It wasn't a banned substance until now.
But substances were banned, right?
I'm just telling you the wording. Yeah. Like, they said sunscreen will now be a banned substance.
Well, I think they just added it. I mean, to me, that sounds like it wasn't allowed, but now they're saying it's specifically not allowed, which is different than, hey, foreign substances are not allowed. That's just my interpretation. Let's go to the phones. How you see this situation? I mean, I don't know, man. I just, to me, it's absurd for people that cheat to say, how dare you for stopping us cheating midway through? Huh? And how about this? How about pitchers actually learn that you have to pitch differently. And maybe this will do what the whole objective was by Major League Baseball, to actually even it out between pitchers and hitters. Yep. That's the whole point. The whole point is to inject hitting back into baseball. To the phones, Dan and Cherry Hill. What's up, Dan?
What's up, guys?
Hi, Dan.
Give me 1 second. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Hold on.
Sure.
I was at work. I'm my bad. All right. So, I want to touch base on a couple of things. About the whole Bryce Harper deal.
Yep.
I think we base, and it's not the player's fault, and it's not our fault for thinking the way Joe does, because we're paying these guys this money to perform. We base their performance on the way they get paid. And the money that they're getting paid, did I mean up to their end of the bargain? I mean, we had a big signing with Bryce Harper, and Manny Machado was on the line at the same time. They both got big money. Manny Machado, his numbers are a little bit less than Bryce Harper's. I mean, he's not performing. If Bryce Harper ain't performing, Manny Machado ain't performing. I mean,
Dan, maybe it's a cautionary tale that these mega big deals, I mean, I think there's a pretty good amount of history in baseball to show that the mega big deals don't generally work out that well for the team.
And we
do judge them based on it. And if you think about it, just Philly's history alone, the mega big deals, Cole Hamels, they had a trade. Now you get something for him. Turns out, unfortunately, they didn't get as much as they could have. Cliff Lee, you know, like, they got nothing out of his final 3 or 4 years of his contract. I'm talking about the $100 million deals. The big deal Chase got after the Phillies won the World Series, you know, he was a broken down player. Still could play, but not nearly as well. The Ryan Howard big deal was a disaster. And then you go across baseball. I mean, you know, there's a lot of instances of, hey, you want to give a player $100 or $200 or $300 million deal. I mean, the Pujols deal for the Angels was a whopper of a disaster. So, you know, maybe it's a cautionary tale. The next time that we all are jazzed up as a fan base, got to have this guy, got to get him, I don't care what it costs, maybe you should care.
That's the thing. The numbers of years and the money. But it leads me to my next point now. Did you see the NBA, the all-NBA teams that they made yesterday?
Yes.
Now with Embiid making the second team, he could make up to almost $50 million a year towards the end of his career with the Sixers if we sign him to that Supermax. $50 million a year. Now, that's the same thing with the Bryce Harper thing. Embiid's always hurt. Do we do this Supermax deal and pay him $50 million a year? Then that's where we're going to be stuck at again with Embiid next time. Well, that's going to be the next contract.
Sure. So, look, this is something we've all known basically is coming, which is when it's time to negotiate his next one, you're going to have to, and I think that's in about a year or so, you know, you're going to have to judge at that time what he's got and how you project his body moving forward.
Yeah.
And look, it's scary. I think we all know that the Sixers, as long as Embiid maintains what he's been, that they're pretty much going to have no choice but to give him the deal. They're not going to get the kind of structure next deal that they got with this current one. If you remember, they were able to get out from the deal and only pay half the money, half the money.
Yes,
If he was certain injuries, you know, that they designated got worse. So
right, loopholes, basically.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be one of those things that they're probably going to have to suck up and do, knowing there's a chance it hurts them in the end.
Well, it goes back to the Bryce Harper and what you were saying. And what could we do with all that money? You know what I mean? Like John said, like, contracts change in the next 5 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't know what you're going to be able to do with that money.
But, Dan,
cost more.
For sure. I think what's so concerning to me about the Harper thing, though, is
I agree with you, though.
We weren't supposed to be thinking in terms of, well, he might not be worth this contract until, like, the sixth or seventh year of the deal. Like, he was supposed to be able to get into his 30s and cruise along at a tremendous level, be making all-star teams, and then worry about the back end years from now. I'm worrying about it right now. And he's only 2.5 years into a 13-year deal. All right, Dan, give me something orange. A lot of big answers still out there.
I said the simple thing in orange.
Oh, that is a simple thing. There you go, Dan. Appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, your chance to win $1,000. Also up ahead, AMA. You ask, we answer. It's all next. Plus Ray Dininger in an hour at 12:45 in studio with us for an entire hour. Much up ahead, including your calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
No one does live in-game play-by-play betting better than the Parx Sportsbook app, my sportsbook app of choice. Sign up now, bet live on baseball, golf, pro hoops, hockey, and more, and they have an incredible offer to get you in on the action. As a new customer, you can make your first bet risk-free up to $500. The Parx Sportsbook app is the only sportsbook based right here in the Delaware Valley, and they have it all live in game betting, parlays, props, teasers, and more. And new customers only. Sign up now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. And check out baseball later tonight. Philadelphia on the West Coast at L.A. A $100 wager on Philadelphia to win outright pays $133. Unbelievable pitching matchup, and you can bet more than the final score. You can click listed pitcher and bet on both pitchers' individual performances. You can click game props and bet on each team's individual run totals and so much more. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions and get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.